Order, order.
Mr. Speaker, today it's almost 1 year since the National Party won the 2014 election.
Deputy Prime Minister Bill English leading off Wednesday's general debate by celebrating his party's first anniversary of winning a third term in office, while the Prime Minister, John Key, faced this question from opposition leader Andrew Little.
As he enters his eighth year in government, when is he going to stop blaming an old government and take responsibility for his own actions?
Well, Mr. Speaker,
right Honourable Prime Minister.
Given the damage that was done the 9 long years under Helen Clark, it has taken a while to tidy things up.
Mr. Little also moved to have a fifth flag added to the first referendum, but his request to have his members' bill immediately put through all its stages was blocked by the government, as was this request from the New Zealand First Party spokesman on agriculture, Richard Prosser.
I seek leave to introduce a members' bill in my name to restructure New Zealand's red meat industry cooperatives and keep them in New Zealand ownership using capital drawn from the Future Investment Fund to be set down for first reading today ahead of members' order of the day number one.
Mr. Prosser's caucus colleague Fletcher Tabatow also had this question about Chinese investment in the Silver Fern Farms Cooperative for John Key.
If the Prime Minister believes it is good that a Chinese SOE is buying half of Silver Fern Farms, how does he respond to Alliance Chairman Murray Taggart, who said it was important for New Zealand farmers to retain ownership of their industry?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, with the greatest respect, he is a competitor, and in the private sector, we tend to listen to the shareholders of the company, not the competitors of the company, about whether something's good or bad for them.
Mr. Key said the decision was over to Silver Fern Farms.
Not the government. We don't own Silver Fern Farms, although we accept that if New Zealand First had their way, we would own everything in New Zealand.
There was also a question for the Prime Minister from his right-hand man in the chamber.
The Honourable Jerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, to the Prime Minister, I wonder would the Prime Minister speculate on whether higher competition for stock in New Zealand leads to higher prices for New Zealand farmers?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, well, firstly, can I say that is the best question I've had in the House
Just answer it.
I will answer. The answer, in a word, is yes. I could hold up a sign that would say that, but the expert at holding up signs is in London at the moment, so I'll leave it to him.
Mr. Key taking a crack at New Zealand First leader Winston Peters, whose deputy, Ron Mark, came out strongly in defence of the current flag in the general debate.
New Zealand First stands firmly, firmly on the side of nationalism, on the side of this flag, on the connection to the crown, on the monarchy, and we will not deviate from that, not one inch. What we will say to this government is listen up to the people in New Zealand. Listen up to them, because overwhelmingly they don't want this government's referendum. If there should have been any referendum, it should have been, do you want a flag change, yes or no? And the government would have got a resounding no, and we could have moved on and saved millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Now to the committee rooms, where members of the Law and Order Committee were briefed about the New Zealand Public Interest Project, an independent group formed to investigate claims of wrongful imprisonment and miscarriage of justice. Spokesman Jared Gilbert, sociologist, university lecturer and author of Patch, The History of Gangs in New Zealand, told the committee that one estimate puts the number of innocent people in New Zealand's jails at up to 20.
Now, if we look at that as a number, it doesn't sound particularly high, unless, of course, you're one of the 20. And what that also doesn't perhaps explain is the fact that those 20 move through the system, so it's 20 at any one time. And being in prison is one thing, but living with a stigma, particularly of quite serious, a serious crime that you haven't committed, is no small matter.
Jared Gilbert had two of what he called take-home messages for the MPs.
One is to appreciate the importance of the work that the New Zealand Public Interest Project is looking to do. And two, we would be more than grateful if you could make us redundant and establish a Criminal Cases Review Commission, which is properly funded and properly resourced and has legislative authority, because I think the work that we will do will fill a very significant gap in our justice system.
Jared Gilbert was accompanied by Dr. Anna Sandiford, a forensic science consultant, when briefing the Law and Order Committee about the work of the New Zealand Public Interest Project. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.